Dave Biddle, Bucknut, Jack, and a good friend of the show, known Dave many years. Dave, all these coaches that have been brought on, assistant coaches, is this going to fix some stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it better. I think it will. I think the best hire was getting Jim Knowles as defensive coordinator. Their defense, Ohio State's, was 52nd in the country in total defense. They just need to be a good defense. They'll have very likely we'll have an elite offense again, Bill. They just need to be a good defense to match with that elite offense. They can't be a mediocre defense. And Jim Knowles, he'll have a decent amount of talent to work with, some good talent, and a lot of guys coming back. This is a guy that coached up Oklahoma State, made them the number three total defense in the country this past season. A program usually known for all offense and no defense. They're the number three total defense in the country, the Cowboys were. And I also like some of the other hires, like Justin Fry, offensive line coach, taking over for Greg Sadrawa. I like the two defensive backs coach they're bringing in, including former Buckeye Tim Walton to be the corners coach. He has experience as a defensive coordinator at the NFL level and at the collegiate level, and he's coming here as corners coach. So they've even made some good under-the-radar hires with, like, quality control coaches and things like that, advisors. I think the proof will be in the pudding. This is not going to be maybe we'll see by year two. Jim Knowles especially, they have to turn the defense around immediately, just like Jeff Hafley did in 2019. They're not going to be as good of a defense as they were in 2019. But like I said, if they can just be a good defense, then Ohio State will have a chance of going blow to blow with some of the big boys out there.
Josh in London, Ohio, wants to know about Sonny Styles. I'll say this. When I saw Sonny Styles, it was that 2020 Battle of Pigtown game on TV. And I remember seeing him. He was just a sophomore. And I remember thinking, that's Kyle Hamilton. That's the body type of Notre Dame's All-American safety, Kyle Hamilton, 6'3", 6'4", 220. And Josh wants to know, when he reclassified, so he's going to be there a year early, does Knowles use Styles as a hybrid safety outside linebacker? Is there enough talent, he asks, at linebacker to put him somewhere maybe as an outside linebacker, not a safety?
I think what's going to happen with Sonny Styles is they'll move him around. He'll be in Knowles. Knowles runs a 4-2-5, but it's kind of misleading. I mean, yeah, there's only two true linebackers out there, but one of the defensive linemen, for example, is a jack outside linebacker / defensive end. And he also has three safeties out there at a time. But usually two of those safeties can play basically a linebacker role, and those guys will move around. So Sonny Styles is kind of perfect for that type of defense because you can use him as a true linebacker if you want to, one of the two true linebackers that's out there. You can put him at what's technically safety, but use him as a linebacker, use him as a safety, move him around. Kind of like as a rover back that can also play in the box. I would say this, though. I think Sonny Styles will be, he's on track. If he stays healthy and everything, I think he's going to be a star here. But for Buckeye fans, I wouldn't expect him to come right in and do maybe what some of the true freshmen we saw last year do for Ohio State. I've never seen that many true freshmen play. Guys like Travion Henderson came in right away and were ready. I think Sonny Styles, especially with him, he should still be a senior in high school this coming fall. Probably a year away from making a big impact is my guess. I think the one true freshman that maybe has the best chance of seeing the field, I don't think we're going to see any true freshmen start like we did this past year, but the one that has probably the best chance of seeing the field, in my opinion, would be C.J. Hicks at linebacker. He's the highest-ranked player in the class. So I would say C.J. Hicks probably has a better chance of seeing the field right away, but I think both those young men, C.J. Hicks and Sonny Styles, will be standouts here.
Okay, I don't know how many shows in Ohio would mention Mitch Rossi, but obviously my boy announced that he's going to come back for another year, and he's a Franklin kid. He's a Wilco kid. That you know what? Over the years, and again, I'm not there every day like you, he's developed a cult following. He really has.
And I tell you what, I mean, I host a show here in Columbus. We definitely talked about it. And not just obviously on my podcast for Bucknuts, we've talked about it. I co-hosted a show that I was just filling in last night on local radio. It's called The Buckeye Show. Mitch Rossi, we dedicated almost a whole segment to it.
Because
it's cool. I mean, he now comes back. I mean, he's really the best tight end on the team. It's a young man coming back as a sixth-year senior would not have been able to do that if the 2020 COVID year didn't count as a year of eligibility. So they've got a lot of super seniors coming back that are like under the radar guys that I love, like guys that specialists. Mitch Rossi's a guy, the best blocking tight end on the team, but he's sneaky good, pass catcher because of his, he's agile because, as you know, from his days as a running back. It's great that he's coming back. They've got a seventh-year senior long snapper coming back named Brad Robinson. They've got their sixth-year senior kicker coming back, Noah Ruggles. That stuff adds up, man. I mean, it's important. And yeah, so it's funny. I mean, the Buckeye football, as you know, it's no different than how it is in the South. That's why people say sometimes Ohio State kind of identifies as an SEC team. It's a religion here. So when this isn't just like, oh, the quarterback, everybody's talking about C.J. Stroud. Like, yeah, I mean, we get down in the weeds just like, the SEC. We're talking about, the walk-on tight ends coming back for a sixth year, and we're jazzed about it. I mean, seriously, that's the sickness that we have as football fans. And we love it, right? This is why we love this sport, Bill.
Hey, down to literally like 15 seconds, Tom in Myrtle Beach, who's a big Buckeye fan, what's Ohio State's chances of getting Luke Montgomery?
Oh, I haven't followed that one too close. I can't give him a very good answer on that one. I'll have to look into that one. I'm more focused on the guys that are going to be signing next week, and really they're only going to be signing two guys. They're not going to sign Kristen Miller. He's going to go to Georgia, so I'm not too sure about Montgomery.
All right. Hey, Dave, always a pleasure, good friend. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bill.
No, there he is.
You got it, buddy.
Mr. Dave Biddle. Buck nuts.